A surveillance camera captured one of the five attacks Sunday in Queens and nearby Nassau County. Among the targets, a home used for Hindu worship, a family home, the Imam Al-Kowei Islamic Center in Queens. On Monday, New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly quoted witnesses as saying the suspect was ejected from a convenience store on December 27th.
That individual attempted to steal a container of milk and a bottle of Frappuccino. When they were pushing him out of the store, he said words to the effect that we're going to get even, we're going to get back at you.
While it is not immediately clear if the attacks were based on religion, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg came to the Islamic Center Tuesday to lend his support to the Muslim community.
I think we all know that we are in this together. Discrimination against anybody is discrimination against everyone.
At his annual interfaith breakfast prayer on Friday, Bloomberg used that very phrase, which he attributed to his father. More than a dozen Muslim clergy and civic leaders boycotted the breakfast to protest alleged police surveillance of the New York Muslim community. On Tuesday, the spokesman for the Council on American Islamic Relations, Cyrus McGoldrick, said the allegations of police surveillance are a sore point with many U.S. Muslims.
Fear-mongering about Islam and other American minorities have ripped this country apart. Warmongering politicians and willing media confirm this narrative. The warrantless and comprehensive surveillance of the Muslim community by the NYPD confirms this narrative.
Although no one was injured, the firebombings brought many politicians, civic leaders, and clergy of other faiths to express solidarity with their Muslim neighbors. Gregory Meeks represents Queens in the U.S. Congress.
The message is to the rest of the world that the United States of America, that New York City will not stand for intolerance anywhere, and we will join together because we are together as one to make sure that we combat anyone who tried to separate us.
Queens District Attorney Richard Brown said the firebombings, whether they were bias attacks or not, will be vigorously prosecuted and severely punished. Peter Fidinski, VOA News, New York.